This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh man, is it Christmas yet?
No.
Darn.
No, it's the 19th of the 12th month. As I said in the time check,
Central time.
The 12 o'clock hour for no reason.
I would like to do like an immediate poll of the audience, because I get pulled in a lot of different directions from you folks listening to this show. You know, we were at Ruler Foods, was it a week and a half, or a little over a week ago, last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And people tell me all of the time how much they appreciate when we have fun. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, of course I do, because otherwise people don't want to talk to me at all.
It's like, when people talk to you about the show, not when they tell you about the things they hate, when they tell you about the things they like, is the fun high on the list?
Yeah, but you know what? People really want to talk politics with me a lot. I get that more than anything.
About what they want to talk to you about what they want us to talk about on the show. Like what? I know.
Yeah.
About what we do here.
It's a mixture. A lot of people like, I mean, the whole show is a mixture. So getting feedback that's a mixture about what we do is not a surprise.
Read Kate's comment there.
Kate says, yes. All the Y's are capital. And then Kate says, Annie, love the fun.
I think that means she likes my fun.
She likes it when you're having fun. I'll say this. When the rest of us are having fun and you want to do a regular show, that's tough.
Is that your face?
That's rough. No, it's tough to plow through.
I just do it.
Yeah.
We really... And tomorrow... I'm gonna set this up for you. I'm giving you a tease for tomorrow in the 12 o'clock hour. I told Brad earlier, don't book any guests tomorrow because it's going to be our last Friday show of 2025 where we're all together.
We'll 24.
Oh, man, I hope I'm not prescient on that one.
We're having fun, aren't we?
Oh, guys, I forgot to tell you. Last show together in 2024 on Friday. Last Friday show in 2024. We'll be here on Monday, and that'll be kind of our Christmassy kind of show. But I want to open the phone lines to you because you are the most important person in the whole Annie Fry show relationship. You are the person who we care about the most. And I want to know what your feedback is on, like, what are the big stories that you want to hear when you tune into the Annie Fry show or when you tune into 97.1? What do you want to hear from us? Because there are going to be huge stories in the next year, and they're going to come so fast and furious. Did I see that Pete Hegseth's confirmation is set for January 19th? Does that even make sense?
I can't confirm what you saw, but it is.
That would... It 19th? Is that
I actually don't know.
What a wild ride that was. I can't confirm what you saw, but it is. It is? I don't know.
Yeah.
Man.
That is the way that went.
That is exactly what just happened there.
Brad will find out. That's all that matters.
I'm looking right now.
His confirmation is going to be before inauguration, which is the 20th. Is his confirmation really on a Sunday?
So they're holding a hearing for Defense Secretary nominee Hegseth on the 14th.
So it definitely the process is starting before Donald Trump takes office. And the new Congress will be in place at that point. So it's the newly elected Congress. We don't change over our entire government all on the same day, which is why, you know, January 6th was, what was it, last in 2021, was it like January 3rd was the swearing in of the new Congress? January 6th was where the new Congress certifies the election results. There's going to be so much to talk about. And coming off of 4 years of Joe Biden and this nonsense, I remember saying this on air, and it was like to me, it was like ripping the Band-Aid off, because you can't pretend that it's not going to hurt a little bit, so you might as well get it over with and get it done with. But with Joe Biden becoming the president of the United States, and they had the House, right? And they had the Senate.
Yeah.
For the first 2 years. Mm-hmm. I remember saying, like, brace yourself. Because whatever they want to get done, however they're going to prioritize it, they're going to do it. And they're going to have to own it. If you didn't vote for it, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen right now. If your guy, your girl lost. But we are about to see what the Democrats are willing to do with the power that America has chosen to give them. Which meant we were going to have to come in, you know, doing this show in 2020, where we're wrapping things up and hanging it up for maybe a week. I'm going to be doing that. You guys are going to be intermittently in and out. Each of you taking vacation intermittently. To me, it was like a last hurrah of, okay, I can just spend time with my kids. I can just be completely detached for the Christmas holiday. But when I get back, ooh. And then January 6th happened, and then dramatically took it in an even more extreme place after that happened in Washington, D.C. And then you just knew that you were going to be on a 4-year march of, ugh. It is the opposite now. And Republicans have the House, have the Senate, have the White House, and now Republicans are going to have a minimum of 2 years to prioritize things and get things done. And we will see what the Republicans do with the power that has been given to them by the American people. And now I'm really excited about it. So I'm going to, you know, as soon as I get back behind the microphone in the new year, I'm going to be like, let's go.
Yeah, because there's going to be so much happening starting pretty much January 6th, but especially then January 20th. January is going to be a big month. Obviously, we're going to do countdown to inauguration. We're going to cover the inauguration. And it feels a little bit like we're getting scraps of news right now, but this spending thing is a big, big deal. I love that they're deciding not to just kick the can for a couple months, that there's enough, because a lot of people wanted to do that and say, well, we'll have Republican control of the Senate and everything by then. Let's just get to then. But they're saying, no, let's do it now. Why wait? We have the House now. Let's do something good now instead of waiting a couple months and just, because what they're talking about doing up until the last couple of days was basically the same thing they've always done. Why do the same thing you've always done when you just had a change election?
I just am so excited about it. And so thinking about that and you know, tomorrow on the show, I want to hear from you. You can call in. You can also, let's do it this way. Right now, you can get on the app, right? Those audio bites that people can leave right now. We can collect those now all the way through tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
If you go onto the Odyssey app, Ryan, can you kind of explain how people can go leave their thoughts on what they want from the Annie Fry show in 2025? Because there's going to be a ton of news to cover, but do you appreciate the humor? Do you want that type of stuff? Give us your honest feedback.
Yeah, you go to the Odyssey app and you click on the microphone. If you're listening to 97.1, it'll automatically leave a message for 97.1, and we can collect those and get them ready for playback.
If you open the Odyssey app and you go to where you play, there's a microphone next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've said before that if you click on that and you record your message and you didn't like the way it was,
yeah, you can redo it.
You can redo it. It's not like you click record and then it's ours.
Don't have to say it perfectly first try.
Yeah.
Just like the second or third or fourth or,
yeah.
You can do it 100 times if you want.
Yeah.
Get it perfect.
Give us.
Otherwise, we're going to be like,
yeah, because we're flawless.
We'd like to hear a little piano music in the background.
Are you going
to
be the one that chooses whether it is? Like, if someone's isn't good, then you go, like on air?
I don't know. Probably a team effort.
Okay.
We'd love to hear. And you can also give a random performance review while you're there. I don't know.
Yeah. You could do that, I guess,
you do that
if you want.
Every day.
We get Steve to do it.
When you, if you have a really positive view of me, then you can do it.
Do you have a best side?
My left.
Left.
Yeah.
The side that I'm on?
Yeah. That's why I stand here. It's part of my contract.
So when you
Annie's got to see my left half, I'm more attractive.
That's what it said. That's how it was worded on the contract.
That's why you think I'm a piece of crap, Ethan, because of where you sit.
Are you sure that's the reason?
Yeah.
There's that much of a disparity between the left and the right?
Oh, yeah. They say Elizabeth Hurley has the perfect face because it's so symmetrical. That's why they call me the anti-Elizabeth Hurley.
Say, have you ever thought about doing one of those symmetrical apps that show that about your face?
No, I haven't thought about it. I would break it.
I feel like that is not a good idea for anyone to do.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, I mean, if you... I have never heard of those things before, but you're going to go be like, oh, I think my face is pretty symmetrical. And it's just going to be like,
yeah. If you flipped both sides of your face and you look at it, you're like,
who's that?
Why is that? That's not me. Leave a performance review in the Odyssey app.
But only if it's good.
For tomorrow. Only if it's good.
Odyssey app.
Yep.
Go record. I think that would be fun.
Ooh. Oh, what's that?
Oh, I don't know. What's that? It's not a gift. I don't know why we're talking like
this. Jeez.
We got this little delivery that came in from Elf Ethan. I want to dress him up like Will Ferrell's Elf.
I do too. I want to dress him up like all kinds of stuff.
Wait, what?
I don't even want to go there. Let's get back to this.
Okay, back to Annie.
A beautiful red bag, and it says Edible on it, and I love Edible. It used to be Edible Arrangements, and then they dropped their name to be Edible. And it says here, happy holidays, and thank you for all you do to support the Diaper Bank.
Aww.
With love, the Diaper Bank team. So this is to us, and it is a delicious edible little treat thing.
Hey,
I love things that you can eat.
Yeah. You're so weird.
What is it?
Oranges, maybe a cupcake.
Ooh.
Or cheesecake.
Do I see hard-boiled eggs in there?
No. No. Can you imagine getting a gift basket with hard-boiled eggs?
Nothing says I love you, Merry Christmas, like
chocolate-covered apples, chocolate-covered strawberries, blueberries, grapes.
Oh, me, oh, my.
These little snowmen, they might be chocolate-covered marshmallows? I don't know. But we're going to open that and have some tasty taste right here in the...
Some tasty taste.
Ooh. And a little preview tomorrow, we're going to have a tasty taste, by the way. It is going to be... I've been prepping this. It's going to be...
This is the most work Ryan's ever done for the show.
It is the Sprite-soaked gummy bears that we talked about on Monday.
Explain. This is a trend.
It's a,
and we all know how Ryan is ahead of the...
I'm not, but it's a TikTok trend and it involves gummy bears, so I am ahead of those things. This was one that I had never tried, though. And you soak... This has been a three-day process. Four, if you involve me going home and getting the gummies.
You told me that every time you were working on it.
Yeah, I'm like, dude... I'm at stage two now.
I just want you to know.
I would add to that, who came up with the idea of you doing it?
I think you did.
Oh, wrong.
Yeah, you said, why don't you do this? And
you
I was like, okay, I guess I will.
Yeah, it's your like a soda
I,
that you
I mean,
like.
Look, I wanted to do it anyway.
Yeah, of course.
But we are going to do this tomorrow. I have them in the fridge right now, so they have to soak overnight. They've been soaking for almost 24 hours as of about 3:30 today. And then you take them out and you do this freezer process that we'll finish tomorrow before the show, and we'll see how they go.
Are they supposed to be like super like hard gummy?
Well, yes, but then you do let them thaw a little bit, but freezing them is a part of the recipe.
I thought it said only a few hours.
The freezing is the shortest part of it. So that's the very end. And that'll happen tomorrow.
Oh, so you right now just it's
they're
been the
just soaking,
soaking process.
Right now. That takes 24
gotcha.
Hours. Well, they said you can just do it overnight, but I'm doing it for a full.
No, you're going right. above and beyond.
Yeah. I need to go get a scissor, so we're going to go to a break.
A scissors.
A scissors.
Okay.
Yes. Annie, are you okay when we come back?
Yeah.
Get this thing back on the rails.
Right.
Absolutely. Go vote in the Andy Fry YouTube live chat poll. Who should be the next Speaker of the House? Mike Johnson, Thomas Massie, Elon Musk, or somebody else? And you can also go to the Odyssey app. Click on the microphone next to the play button. Leave us a recording of what you would like to see from the Andy Fry Show in 2025. We would love to know your thoughts. We're going to take calls on that tomorrow, so keep us on your radio all the way. Don't even change the station between now and then, and we'll get back to that in just a minute. Annie, are you okay with Trisha in the studio when we come back? Don't go away.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
My understanding that Ethan is a huge trans fan, that you love Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, easy now. Easy now.
Uh-huh.
Careful there. Let's be careful with our words.
Did you go last night?
I did go last night.
I went to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra one time and realized I'm not really like a heavy metal rock kind of girl.
I thought you were going to say Ethan went and saw the trans concert last night, and I got nervous again, but you didn't. So
no, I didn't.
You're above that,
well,
I guess.
TSO. Oh, way above it. You want to talk to Ryan?
Ryan?
What?
Not, she
do you have something
to
tell me?
Nope, she just asked if I wanted to talk to you.
Was the concert good?
It was, yeah, it was very fun, enjoyable. Lights show is amazing.
And you said childhood, I've grown up with TSO.
Grew up with Trans-Siberian Orchestra, but it's only the second time that I've actually seen them in concert. So, yeah, it was pretty fun.
I have only seen TSO do their stripped down kind of acoustic stuff. I got Trisha, at least.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Trisha.
Hey.
Brad, you want to play the...
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Here's something from our new album.
Boo. Play the old stuff.
I can already tell you guys right now, the energy in this room...
It's not good.
I am not going to be able to keep it together this week.
It's not for air. That's the problem.
The stuff we're talking about off air is not...
It's vibrating in this room, bouncing off the walls.
Yeah.
It feels like we've been holding on, just trying to get to...
To Thursday. We still got tomorrow.
I said this before, Trish. I don't know if you were listening when I said this earlier this week, but Annie, Are You Okay on Thursday is when I'm done for the week working.
It's like the turning point. I did hear you say that.
I still have another work day on the calendar this week. But after this, I pretty much think, well, he's going to mail it in.
At 12:25, she's like, TPUSA.
Turning point?
Yeah. Turning point of the week.
Town covered in brown snow.
Oh, brown snow. That's poop.
This happened in... I do have a poop story. Don't worry.
Okay.
This happened in Rumford, Maine. The strange phenomenon was actually caused by a malfunction at a paper mill, which released a byproduct of the paper production process into the atmosphere.
Mm.
Residents were warned against eating the brown snow.
The thing is, though, paper is white.
Also, but not all paper.
But the ink...
Never seen the brown paper.
If you need to be told not to eat the brown snow,
maybe just let it be.
And there's Darwin Ward for everything.
Yeah.
And if you're like, brown snow, that looks delicious.
Yeah.
Maybe they should eat the brown snow.
My question is, are you okay with eating snow in general?
Snow ice cream. Grew up in the country-ish. We made a lot of snow ice cream. You got to know where it's coming from.
What is snow ice cream?
Oh, where would it come from other than the sky?
What?
Snow.
Ice cream?
No.
A cow that goes moo.
Ice cream coming from the sky.
No, you said you got to know where it's coming from.
The snow that you put in the ice cream.
Yeah.
I have to visually see where the snow came
from. Oh, you just got to make sure you've seen the genesis of the creation of the ice cream. Okay.
What did you think I meant?
That's why I was asking. You need a little clarification.
You didn't have a question about it. Yes, the snow comes from the sky. I'm saying if I send my 3-year-old outside to go, hey, go get some snow for the snow ice cream, she's going to get the closest snow mush that's been walked through 10 times.
Right.
Be like, here's some snow.
You go out to Hidden Valley. You're going to eat their snow? It's fake snow sometimes. No.
Southern Illinois.
Okay.
Freshly covered meadow, untouched by yellow or brown.
Not brown.
Mm-hmm.
Clean snow from the sky.
Okay. I've never had snow ice cream, just for the record.
Let's go back to Ethan. Why are we not picking on him? What's snow ice cream?
Duh.
You've never heard of it?
No.
Everybody else has heard of snow ice cream.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Ethan. Yeah.
That's because I'm basically half of your guys' age here. So
whoa.
No. There was snow then. There is snow now.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I've
a
never
minute.
Heard of snow ice cream because you're old. That applies to sometimes. Not this time.
It could have been
now
something that you guys did in the olden days.
Yeah.
We did. And we churned it with a hand crank.
I did do that with my grandparents when I was little.
Uphill, both. Ways.
They were old, though. They were probably from the
they were like
70s.
Your age, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're old.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like in their 50s. Like.
Right.
Ew.
Gross.
Wait, but what
is it? I'll tell the... Well, since you're so young, why don't you just Google it?
Ooh.
Ask
Boom.
Jeeves.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go ask Jeeves, would you?
You don't get that reference either. Time period jokes are great.
Yeah.
High five, everybody, except Ethan.
He's going to go Google Ask Jeeves.
Yeah. It's going to be like, we don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Like, but we might have bought it in 2003.
We don't talk about Jeeves. Did Yahoo buy it?
I don't know. Don't care.
Anyway. What? I think we beat that to death.
We got enough out of that
on.
One. Yeah.
Yeah,
we can move on.
Anytime now. Anytime. Vandals are putting googly eyes on outdoor sculptures.
Oh, I saw this.
A city in Oregon is pleading with locals to stop taping googly eyes onto roadside sculptures such as metallic artwork of deer and geometric shapes at roundabouts.
Trump term number one, take the statues down. Trump term number two, where are the googly eyes? Make America great again. Inc.
While the googly eyes placed on various art pieces around town might give you a chuckle, it costs money to remove them with care to not damage the art, the city posted on Instagram.
Oh, not damage the art? Now we're not damaging the art? Let's tear the...
Man, I saw the art, too. Like, who cares? I'd rather have the googly eyes on it all the time.
I was going to say, weren't the googly eyes an upgrade?
Yeah, it was, because it would just be like a ball of metallic twine. And you're like, ooh, man, that's inspiring.
But then when it's looking at you.
But when it's looking at you, you're like, ha ha, that's funny. That ball of twine. I've always liked that.
Annie, are you okay with roundabouts?
Yeah. People get real worked up about them.
That's why I asked.
I like them because you don't.
I love them.
So, some of them have yields, right? Not stops.
I think they all have yields.
Yeah, I think that there's a roundabout etiquette, and as long as everybody follows it, they're great.
You don't have to stop.
No, you just
correct.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Just accelerate.
Can we agree, though, that the roundabout needs to be kind of big? Like, if it's just a regular stop and they put a little circle in the middle of it, that drives me crazy.
And it's a little silly. Unnecessary.
It is unnecessary. And people drive right through them if they're not a big curb.
Annie...
We don't have those in St. Louis, Annie.
She's trying to get out the window?
I think she's looking for a roundabout.
No,
I saw somebody post today that I wonder if there's ever a legal limit to the roundabout. Like how many times you could drive around it before the police are like, that's enough.
Enough.
You've really had your fill.
Woman arrested for trying to bring meth wrapped as Christmas gift on international flight.
Ooh, yeah, you got to keep that domestic.
Put some wrapping paper on it, like a bow.
That's exactly what she did. A 29-year-old Canadian national was arrested for allegedly trying to smuggle methamphetamine from Vancouver to New Zealand. The illegal substance was disguised as gifts wrapped in red festive-themed paper and placed inside her carry-on bag. She was charged with importation and possession of supply of a Class A controlled drug. Annie, are you okay with traveling during the holidays?
I like traveling. I don't like crowds, though. But you really have to just understand that there are going to be crowds. To me, it's like I go in expecting the worst, and then if there's no crowds, if it's not a packed flight or something, it's just an extra special treat. I was leaving Orlando one time. I took a video of it. But the line to check luggage wrapped around the entire airport.
Oof.
It was outrageous. I don't know if Southwest had a problem with their system or something.
It'd
I think
be weird. They usually don't.
I don't really have many problems with Southwest, honestly. But I mean, it was outrageous. We were considering like trying to move our flight. We weren't sure if we were going to make it in time, and that is super stressful. I just like to get there early, and maybe you lose a few hours in your day or your vacation or whatever. But I don't like to feel that anxiety of the rush. So, but if traveling is exciting, I like to do it.
I've been playing this new game in my mind during Annie, Are You Okay? Where I'm trying to figure out what Trisha's question's going to be, mm-hmm. and my projection for that one was either presents or meth, and I was like, this is going to be just two extremes here.
I thought it would be, did you know they have meth in Vancouver? And the answer was, no. I did not know that.
Anyway, on that note, man, another dumb criminal story here. Man sought by police gets stuck in a chimney. A Massachusetts man trying to escape from police shimmied down the chimney.
He was already on the roof?
Yes. And he got stuck. Since he's not magical like Santa, he ended up needing to be rescued by the detectives who were pursuing him. It was awkward. He is currently in jail on drug and warrant charges. Annie, are you okay with wood burning fireplaces?
Yeah. I think a fireplace is better than no fireplace. Mm-hmm. I have one that goes on with a switch, which I'd never experienced until I moved into this house in 2015. I don't think I'll do without that, though, in the future.
How does one get into a fireplace nowadays without magic? Because there are a lot of codes that you'd have to violate to even have the ability to get in it on the top.
This guy got in, just shimmied right in and got stuck.
That's impressive. I say let him go.
What is this? Are you okay, Ryan? Ryan said something, we play the drop and we move on. Going on?
I've only got one more thing and it's not great.
No. Is it the poop one?
Here's a bizarre holiday tradition. I'm going to leave you with this. Uh-oh. The Catalana pooping log.
Catalina wine mixer?
No.
It's a log?
It's a log, also known as the Tio de Nadal.
This, like people are keeping track in a book? Like this, that kind of log?
Nope. Like
what language is that?
Like a fire log. It's in Spain, so Spanish. This beloved custom involves a wooden log decorated with a face that is fed treats through December and kept warm under a blanket.
Beloved by who?
On Christmas Eve, children beat the log with sticks and sing a traditional song to coax it into pooping candy and gifts.
This sounds like some of those made-up traditions I did with that Christmas special thing I did that
Catalonia,
one time.
Catalonia,
Spain. Do you remember that?
Do it every year.
I did a whole thing. It was the year that I did the Mariah Carey one, where it's about
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, it's about the Mariah Carey song. That same year, I did one also that we don't really play much because it was like Christmas traditions around the world, and they were all fake. That sounds like a fake tradition.
This is real. I triple checked it. I just wanted to add a poop story. Annie, are you okay with pinatas?
Yep.
Annie, I'll give you $5 so cool. if you tell me what so that cool. story was about.
Yeah. What else do you think about that?
I got a message from my husband and says, I have an urgent question for you. That goes Ooh. A lot of ways, right?
Yeah.
Somebody needs a ride to a basketball game, but they need to know now.
Oh, that's not that big of a deal.
I can take them if you're listening. If you're not, why aren't you listening?
Pinatas, though, am I right?
Pinatas
are fine, but pinatas, like, you have to have supervision involved in the pinata game. And it seems like they're not meant to explode anymore. There's always a thing at the bottom that, like, there's a string you can pull. Have you ever seen those pinatas that have a whole bunch of ribbons that come down?
No.
I hope I'm not retelling the story. You said. You never seen it? Have you? Anybody?
Said no.
Yeah, I've Mm-mm. seen.
So you have like a pinata looking thing. It's like paper. Yeah. Oh, whatever, tissue paper. And you fill it full of candy, and then on the bottom of it, there could be like 30 single ribbons that come down, and one of the ribbons pulls the thing open.
Oh, and everybody just picks one?
So you go up and you pull the ribbon out. Oh, it didn't go. You pull the ribbon out, didn't go. And then,
I mean, that's fun, but it's not a pinata.
Yeah, the point of the pinata is to get your aggression out.
Here's how you do this. Family party, bat and pinata.
Beat that thing.
Other people's kids at your kids' party, ribbons.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, because the ones that I've seen, man, kids are just swinging
Psycho.
Bats left and
yeah.
right. And you got to use a little bit of a substantial bat, because if you just use a little wiffle ball bat, it's not going to work.
One kid swinging from the one side, and the other one's like, I want to turn! And then they're running from the other side, and they get smacked in the face, and it's your fault.
Which I don't really blame the kids, because if I see somebody doing that, I even as adult, I'm like, I need to do that right now.
Okay.
Swing
Trisha?
A bat. Yeah. Something.
Yes, something.
How old is Bernie?
5 months on Monday.
On Monday.
He's just about old enough to swing a bat at a piano.
At a piano.
He's swinging at a lot of stuff right
like
now.
Like I said, get the rage out. I am never more stressed than I am when I'm hosting a little kid's party. When they are not old enough to supervise themselves, I want my kid to have the best time, but I want every other kid to have the best time. And little kids are so brutally honest.
Plus, so am I. And that, whenever I'm there,
that's why
I'm
don't
like,
invite
you. Not really a huge
anymore.
Fan of the punch.
Yeah.
Cake's dry.
Yeah, cake,
who spiked the punch at the kids' party?
I mean, seriously, I don't know if you've ever supervised one of your kids. Have you ever gone and been like a room parent for a school party?
I think, but I block them out because it's just so boring.
Oh my gosh, I am not made for that.
No, the noise.
I go in and I like stand there and I'm like in a defensive stance, and I'm like, "What do you need? Whatever you need, send me somewhere else to get something." Mm-hmm. Like. Walmart.
We just did this last night. My church group, actually our whole church, does a gingerbread house contest this time of year. And so the church groups throughout the week, this week, each get together and may build one scene or a house or whatever you come up with. And even that, just that, being in a room with everybody, and like a couple of the kids are kind of watching stuff on their phones, and I was like, that's too loud! I can't handle this!
Are you a grouch around a lot of kids? Do you turn into like grouch dad?
I actually teach Sunday school to get over
I don't
that.
Know why, but Brad is emphatically nodding his head yes when I ask you that question.
I looks can't like handle one, it.
Yeah.
And so when I teach Sunday school, I'm like rule of law, but...
What about the gospel?
we teach all Old Testament.
Just the law.
Yeah, it's just the law. Yeah, it's just the Pentateuch. And that's it. We don't even get into like the prophets or anything.
I think it's Pentateuch.
Pentateuch.
It is.
Okay. Wow, nerds. There are 7 people in St. Louis who are like, this is my favorite radio show.
But all of them are going to comment online.
One
I
of
guarantee
them's my
it.
Dad, and he's like, I love Ryan Winger. He's like, you know, there's not a lot of people saying Pentateuch right, but at least they tried.
Exactly.
Where else can
Thank
you get that
you.
In St. Louis talk radio right
Thank
now?
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. But I do teach Sunday school, and it is to get over being around too many kids.
Is that your penance?
It kind of is.
Is it like...
Like, I felt like I need to give back in a way that's a little bit sacrificial,
because you know,
being the greeter is too easy.
Jesus doesn't need you to do this for you to get into heaven. He's
no,
done
I understand
it
that.
Teach that in your Sunday school class.
I mean, the work is done.
Yeah.
He finished it on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've got a ways to go. And one of those areas that I could grow in is being around large groups of kids. Because the loudness, I can't handle it. You? Brad?
Yeah, anyone? Anyone?
I don't know if there's any... Okay, yeah, we're done.
Okay.
That's all right. I don't have
anything
else.
All right. Thank you, Trisha. Annie, are you okay for the year? We always appreciate you
Merry
coming.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Among other things, we'll get a result on that. Who should be the next Speaker of the House? All right, Ethan's favorite band, take it away. We'll be right back. All right. Jingle bells, you know what that means. I don't know. Say it louder for the people.
Yeah, why don't you turn your mic on?
What does it mean?
I got another present. This is really exciting as well. Last night we had, gosh, Christmas programs, kid programs at school. Do you have those?
Yeah.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Watching kids, most of them very reluctantly. There's always like 8 who are like,
yeah,
this is my future.
Yeah, like. 90% of them are kind of mouthing the words.
Yeah.
10% of them are screaming.
They're all individually like pointing out mom and dad. Some are really happy to see them. Some are like, stop. Stop.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in second grade now. I don't need this.
Ethan, get in here. You got a card.
Ethan got a card.
There's a card for each of these. And Katie is a very big fan of the show, but she also, our kids go to school at the same place. And she gave us this gift basket.
Oh.
So I've got cards.
Ooh. For me?
Yeah. Brad, you get a card. You get a card. You get a card. Ethan, I'm going to throw it. I don't know what's going to happen. Nope.
That's okay. You just leave that.
I'll get it.
Fail. Thank you, Ryan.
So we got that. And then there is this extra little basket.
Where'd
in
it go?
Here. I'll get it. We really appreciate it. It's always cool when we get the opportunity to do these things. So, okay. So let's also open this box here. Ryan, I'll let you do this. It's an ornament. So you can open that up.
Thank you.
While you were working on that, the YouTube live chat poll for today, who should be the next Speaker of the House? Mike Johnson, Thomas Massie, Elon Musk, someone else. I feel like if Thomas Massie tuned in today, he'd be like, what? I don't know if he's interested in it. There's always people. He's kind of the Rand Paul of the House of Representatives, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. He's, yeah, they kind of look alike, too.
They have curly hair?
Mm-hmm.
They're from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not the poll, but...
Do Thomas Massie and Rand Paul look alike, yes or no?
Yes or no.
Tomorrow.
Do you have... What are your thoughts on this, Brad? Do you think that there is... That there is a obvious answer going forward on who the speaker should be? And we're talking about, of course, right now, this moment in time, not if this happens or if that happens, who do you think it should be?
Yeah, I hate to jump ship from Mike Johnson. I think that he's done a good job considering the circumstances he's had. I know everybody's super mad at him about this continuing resolution. The thing is, and this is where I would need him to be better, a lot of the stuff that I was looking at in the CR seemed like a wish list that was written by people who aren't Republicans. And I know that these Congress people aren't the ones writing these bills. And so what I would want from him is to have better control over his staffers who wrote this and a better understanding of who they are. So they would stop putting stuff like this in this bill, because they just kind of go out there and then they put it out there 1,500 pages at the last minute. And you're supposed to be able to read it and then vote on it. Nah, I think that's bad. But as far as switching streams, getting a new Speaker of the House, I think Mike Johnson should stay the Speaker of the House.
Ryan?
I'm actually voting for someone else in this poll. I'd like to see them work it out with Mike Johnson, because I think he's got his priorities in the right spot. But I do think he's losing a little bit of the vision for what he was elected to be there. So I'm not opposed to him. Thomas Massie would be great. Elon Musk would be great. But somebody else, I actually saw somebody in the chat. I think it was Vicky, suggested Jim Jordan. And yeah, I thought that was a great idea. So I'm going to go with that.
Scooter says that Senator Mike Lee suggested Ramaswamy as well. I mean, if I feel like he'd have more time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it'd be a better use if I'm not looking at like what's best for the country per se, but if Elon Musk, like how much time does he have in his life to dedicate to it? I'm just presuming that Ramaswamy has more time that is better, would be better suited here than vice versa. Now, Jack Posobiec, a friend of the Annie Fry Show, I tried really hard to go to America Fest and got approved to go and be on Media Row, and it just didn't work out with sponsorships and being able to fund our way down there. So I'm really bummed. I'm going to try to plan ahead next year, assuming they have it again next year, to go to Phoenix to go to America Fest. They have a huge, huge list of people who are speaking this weekend, and Donald Trump is now speaking on Sunday, which is exciting.
Cool.
Yeah. But Jack Posobiec posted on X at 10:18 this morning, should Elon Musk come to America Fest to fill in since Mike Johnson just dropped out?
Oh, really?
And I find that to be, if that's an accurate poll or post, I think that is telling that Mike Johnson wouldn't want to be there in this moment.
Yeah, although right now everybody's trying to go on Christmas break in Congress, and they're trying to get this done before that. So I can see why he also just kind of had to clear his schedule.
Like if he has work to do, he can't be in Phoenix
right
goofing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true too. I guess that's just a way of positioning it. So you said Mike Johnson, right, Brad?
Yes.
And I said someone else.
Do either of you think Elon Musk would be good?
Oh, yeah.
Priority-wise, I think he'd be good. I think as far as the philosophy of what spending should be, I think he'd be good. I just don't know that he's got the networking capabilities that Ramaswamy would. That's why I actually like him better for that position.
Here's how an Elon Musk thing would go. Is like he would be working there, and he's like, all right, and then he'd take to Twitter. Here's what we're thinking about doing. What do you all think? Blah, 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 blah. And that's how he would wield power and that sort of thing. Because he would be able, like, the people hate this idea, and I put it on Twitter, and look at their responses. And he would be able to wield, you know, the leverage of power would be...
Well, he can do that whether he's the speaker or not, though.
Yeah, but if he's the speaker, he's on the inside, and he can do it whenever he wants. He doesn't have to get that information from somebody. So I don't think networking in the traditional sense would be... It would be more like CEOing. This is what we're going to do, and this is why we're going to do it.
I am not team Mike Johnson is the devil yet at all.
I'm not either.
And I think that if you're going to reform the way Washington, D.C. conducts its business, the way we spend our money, it has to go bottom up. He's the last one. I mean, you can if you think it needs to be top down, it has to go bottom up. And the grassroots that sent the people to Washington, D.C. that are going to be there in this new Congress in the White House, that is bottom up. We should be at the top of the heap, but for a long time we haven't been. And right now, I think Elon Musk really represents the grassroots movement that is in our country, because he's willing to listen to and represent what the American people on the whole are interested in doing and saying. I think that we still have to understand that Mike Johnson's role as a Speaker of House requires doing some things that are practical and not popular. So, you know, when it comes to compromise and being able to get a deal done, generally speaking, if you're in a deal and there's a compromise involved, there's a part that you can crap about. That's always going to be the case. Mm-hmm. But I think collectively, Republicans have felt like they feel like they've been totally screwed over every time a deal is made. And there's, you're not thinking about that one thing that you can crap about. You're trying to find the one thing that you're happy about.
Yeah.
And that's upside down. And if Mike Johnson is going to lead in reform, he has to have the groundswell of support behind him in order for him to do that and still effectively lead. Listen, he's got, what, a 4-seat majority? He's got 220 votes. They have 216. If they're missing a few people, he can't pass anything unless he can get Democrats on board. You don't have to get Democrats on board to do anything, but all of the Republicans have to be behind Mike Johnson in order to get things done. And he is the last person who gets to kind of make the decision, the biggest decision, the ultimate decision, and how things maneuver. So I think that it's going to be, I mean, it's a tough position to be in. It's a difficult job. He's going to face a lot of challenges, but so will the next person who goes in there, and the next person, and the next person, and the next person. To me, it seems like everybody's like, Trump has a mandate. We're going to do the Trump thing. The Trump policy, that's the way it's going to go. Cutting spending, that's the way it's going to go. And then all of a sudden, Mike Johnson was like zapped back into the old way of, I guess we have to do this. Yeah. And we'll say we're doing it for defense, but, you know.
Right.
And I just want to kind of be like, you don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
Like, I get why you're doing it. But remember, you don't have to do this anymore, and you have the support of the American people.
Don't do the conservative version of a spending bill this mm-hmm. time. Now it's time for total reform.
Yeah.
Think in a way that you haven't thought before.
Write your bill, send it to the Democrats, and say either you take this or you don't. And if you don't take this, you're shutting down the government.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you to Katie and to Bobo Farms. Bobo Farms feels bad that Ethan's not on that ornament. And Ethan, I want you to tell him that you're not hurt, right?
Ethan. Bobo, I am extremely hurt.
Stop it, Ethan!
Take this conversation into the Mark Graham show, if you could.
Stop it.
I'm kidding, Bobo. It's all love, and thank you for your amazing next questions.
Yes, we absolutely. Main contributor.
He carries that segment.
You get to be our first Annie Fry show contributor. That's for sure. Put that on your resume. Who should be the next Speaker of the House? Mike Johnson, Thomas Massey, Elon Musk, or someone else? Thomas Massey got 12%, so good for him.
Whoa. You stealing my
I'm
thunder
sorry.
Here?
Yeah, go,
what is
go,
going
go,
on?
Go.
12% to Thomas Massey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
21% to Elon Musk. Someone else, 31%. And Mike Johnson sticks at 36%.
No
which
kidding.
I think is kind of interesting that he still has the majority. Ethan, I'm sorry. Everybody's sorry, Ethan.
Except for Bobo.
Mark, no, he is. He feels bad. He shouldn't. Mark Reardon next.